The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
If you want to change a plug and you've never done it before, what do you do? Well, you go online, you'll find a video showing you how to do it. Potentially dangerous, but probably okay. You want to lose weight? Well, you go on TikTok. Potentially useful, but possibly dangerous to your well-being. You have acne, you'd like to clear your skin? Well, my next guest says beware of recommendations on TikTok, YouTube or other social media platforms. I'm joined by Celine Daly, registered advanced nurse in dermatology. Celine, good morning. Hello, Celine, are you there? We seem to have a problem with Celine. Let's try again. Hello, Celine. Celine Daly, are you there? Okay, we're going to try and call her back. I mean, I looked at some of these pieces of advice yesterday, and there are teens or people in their early 20s advising teenagers to use all sorts of creams and rubs and all sorts of things on their skin with no guarantee of their safety. Anyway, Celine, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm very well. Now, talk to me about what is being offered online by people who may have no other expertise in the care of skin than the tag influencer.
Yes, so it's a new concept. It's called Sephora Kids. So Sephora is a haberdashery in America of beautiful makeup and skin cream and all the rest of it. And this started a couple of years ago in the States and has spread quite rapidly to Ireland.
By the way, Sephora is available all over Europe as well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right. I was perfumes and aftershaves.
Everything
and all
cream.
Of that.
Yeah. Yes. So a big stockist. So basically it started with very young children. So what's called tweens. So tweens are children between the ages of 8 and 12. And literally 8-year-olds making videos of their skincare routine step by step, which is about 15 steps. So it really comes around a concept called Get Ready With Me or hashtag GRWM. And these specifically are morning skincare routines as well. So you have these what are called skinfluencers, or again, between 8 and 12 years of age, who are getting up at 5 a.m. to start off this very elaborate skincare routine before they go to school. So the reason I became aware of it initially was because one of my followers contacted me last November, and her 9-year-old daughter had written to Santa to ask Santa for some vitamin C cream and nicotinamide, which is an anti-aging ingredient. And she was obviously concerned about it, and her child was attending school where a lot of the girls were asking for the same thing from Santa. So it is unbelievable to think it, though. But this morning, for instance, there will be fourth, fifth and sixth year students of national school who get up at 5 a.m. to replicate these Get Ready With Me routines. So I suppose...
Now, a lot of stuff that people put on their faces is fairly harmless. Doesn't exactly do what it says on the tin or tube, but it doesn't do them any harm either. And it might even have an SPF in it. So what is the problem with this very young children putting gunk on their face?
Well, it's I suppose, more than gunk. There's very active ingredients in some of these products that they're using. They're completely unsuitable for children who are under the age of 18, even under the age of 25. So actually, some of these companies are not pushing children to use their products. In fact, some of the companies have come out to make official statements and say, please do not use this if you're under 18. It is completely unsuitable for your skin type. So what they're using are retinols, vitamin A derivatives, nicotinamide, vitamin C, and these products they're made for older skin types like my skin type. I'm mid-40s, fine for me to use in a very controlled way with the advice of somebody who's very qualified to tell me how to use it, for instance. But we know, and again, the international dermatology community have reported young children as young as 8 and 9 presented them with periorbital dermatitis or irritation from using these products, eczema flares, and general irritation of the skin. Now, we know that's the immediate effect of using these products, but we don't know the long-term effect either. But Pat, it's not just the physical issue with using these products. It's actually the darker side of this whole thing. And I suppose back in 2019, there was a report, there was somebody who gave evidence, a whistleblower from Meta, who gave evidence to the US Congress to state their own research showed that girls, particularly who consume these appearance-focused posts on, as it was Instagram at the time, showed more signs of depression, anxiety, and new terms that we hadn't heard of before. So things like body surveillance, increased appearance anxiety and body satisfaction. So this isn't just a little girl putting cream on her face. This is not play. So it's normal for children to play, Pat. That's what they do. You know, playing makeup, playing hairdressers, you know, minding, you know, going shopping or whatever it might be. This is something more than that. And it's increasing the anxiety in children. It's taking away their childhood and it's increasing, it's decreasing their self-esteem. So it's really important that parents are very mindful. Interestingly enough, a congressman in the US tried to actually outlaw children buying anti-aging products, but it wasn't passed because it's impossible to do that. These are OTC or over-the-counter products. You can buy them online. You can buy them in any shop. In Sweden, there's a massive pharmacist in Sweden, or pharmacy chain, who have actually banned under 18s. You have to show ID to actually buy these products now. So it is starting to move, but really the power here is with the parents have that conversation.
So the parents should have that conversation and do not give in to the pester power that will come with it. But for kids who do have, you know, an acne problem, and so many kids, be they male or female, in their teen years will have it. I mean, is there a simple skin routine you can recommend?
Absolutely. And that's for everyone across the age spectrum. So again, at the back end of this, when we started talking about menopause and women's health, for example, immediately menopausal skincare came out. But there's no actual menopausal skincare. Like, there should be no teenage skincare. It depends on what your skin issue is and how you're going to treat it. So in the first instance, and this is for everybody listening, a very simple skincare routine, cleansing your skin twice a day with something that's not fragrance, that doesn't have a lot of ingredients or preservatives within it, using a moisturizer regularly, even if you have oily skin, because your skin can be dehydrated. So again, if you've got dry, sensitive skin, using something more greasy that's going to rehydrate your skin from the outside in. If it's oily, using something water-based, oil-free, that won't block up the pores. And if your child is showing interest in skincare, great, get them interested in sunscreen. They should be using sunscreen every single day from the 1st of March to the end of September, every single year. Beautiful day today, they're in school, should have sunscreen on them. So get the opportunity to actually get them interested in sunscreen. However, I would say if your child, so 90 to 95% of all teenagers would experience acne of some sort in their, even if it's just a few blackheads, whiteheads, pustules, papules. If your teenager has acne, it's moderate to severe, it's bothering them. If their acne is bothering them, make an appointment with your GP. There's no better way to treat your acne than medically. So make an appointment with a GP, get your child down to your GP to get an appointment to have a conversation around it. There are oral and topical treatments we use in combination for acne. If you have a medical card, it'll cost you €3 per month for that treatment, and you'll be under the care of a healthcare professional. You will not get cheaper, you'll not get better acne treatment than you do from your GP. If your GP can't control the acne, using the medications they prescribed within primary care, then you can be referred to a hospital-based consultant dermatologist for further treatment thereafter. That again, you will be under the care of a healthcare professional who can prescribe these treatments for you.
But the message from you is follow the advice.
Products at home yourself, not good.
Don't follow the YouTubers and their advice, because they are not qualified and they may lead you down the wrong path, both psychologically as well as physically. Celine Daly, registered advanced nurse in dermatology, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.